I'm going to give a little background real quick for the people that listens on the radio and on the internet. I'm that Terry, the one that everybody talks about. So I won't be starting out with a joke. I'm a Navy vet. I'm a biker. 99% of the jokes I know are, how'd they used to say it? Not suitable for mixed company. So I'll leave the jokes to Richard. As everybody here knows, it's been a rough year. I've lost a lot this year. Back at the beginning of the year, I lost 3 toes. My wife died on Easter. Wrecked my motorcycle. And my dad died the Tuesday before Father's Day. But I trust the Lord. They say it's either a lesson or a blessing. I don't know which one it is, because if it's a blessing, I ain't found it yet. And if it's a lesson, I don't know if I've learned it yet. So I'm hoping he'll hurry up and let me know. But before I start my sermon, I want to say a little prayer. Lord God, I thank you for allowing us to be here today in your company. I want to thank you for the blessings that you've given all of us, the ones we know about and the ones that we don't. I thank you for this family that you've given me in this church. Let me not stumble. Let my words come from you. Let them be a blessing on somebody's heart. And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm going to talk about friends. I never really needed a lot of friends. I had a couple friends in high school. I have one friend that I've had since high school. His name's Kevin Ish. I posted something on Facebook a couple, 3 weeks ago, and he said he got offended. What my post said was, I have more tattoos than I do friends, which is really true. And he said he got offended by that. And I told him, I said, I have a lot of acquaintances. As Scott said today, friends are like a tree. You have the ones at the top, the leafy ones. Those are acquaintances, in my opinion. Then they come down branches. Those are work friends, associates. Then you got the trunk, which are sturdier friends. Then you have the roots. To me, those are the true friends, the ones that are there. And, you know, everybody knows the verse, John 15:1-30. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for another. We don't have to lay our lives down. We're not in persecution. So it's hard to say, are anybody real friends? I believe that I have some real friends. In Galatians 6:10, it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. To me, that just states we're supposed to be friends to everyone. But to other Christians, we should act more Christian-like. We should act as if we actually like each other. I mean, I'm not saying that people here at the church here, don't act like that. But I've been at churches where you have that one guy that comes in, never says hi to anybody. And he's the last one in and the first one out. He's not, you look at him like, does he even have a friend? But, this church here has blessed me physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. And I love each and every one of you. And it's hard having friends. It's easy to have associates, to have acquaintances. But to have friends is like planting a garden. You have to plant that initial seed. Then you have to tend it. And, you watch the friendship grow. You watch it start to bloom. And then, to me, a perfect friend is the type of person you can go and have a cup of coffee with and not say a word. And when you're done, you feel fulfilled. There's some people here that I've broken bread with, not counting downstairs where we eat, but, been to my house, been to their house. And once I feed you, you're not a friend. You're family. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. I had my pipes freeze last December. Melvin, I called him up, and Melvin was there. I was, time of adversity. I'm a pretty good-sized guy. It's hard for me to crawl underneath my trailer and try to do the pipes and everything. I just praise God that I have a family in Christ like this. Galatians 6:2 says we are to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. I was studying for this, trying to figure out what I was going to say, and a couple of these verses, I've read the Bible cover to cover a couple times. I don't remember some of these verses. I started studying, and these came like they just jumped out at me. And I'll be truthful, I was thinking about seeing how long I could talk. I figured if I could be long-winded enough, I wouldn't get asked to come back up here again. But well, I don't know about that. I could go till 1 o'clock, but I have to go see my grandson's birthday party today, and he's doing a pirate theme. And not this last year, but the year before, 2022, he gave me a birthday card that he drew, and he said, this one says I love you, and you could read it. And he says, this one here, it's a pirate. So he's got long hair, earrings, and tattoos. I looked at him and said, are you trying to say that I'm a pirate? And he looked around. You got long hair, earrings, tattoos, and swords. You're a pirate. So, that was one thing marked off my bucket list. I'm a pirate. My grandson said so. But, I could ramble on if I wanted to. But I just want to say thank you to all of you. And Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in love. How one another, hold one another above yourself. And I try to do that. I try to love you guys more than I love myself. May all of you be blessed, and God bless you all.
My thought today was that we should be grateful. Well, I'm addicted to country church. Well, yeah, I'm addicted to Kool-Aid. I have the only subscription I have to any kind of TV thing is RFD. And my wife I drive her crazy, I think, sometimes. I don't watch as much as I could, but I mean, you know, there's model trains on there and farm shows. But country church, yeah, right. There's all kind of weird stuff on there. But one thing is country church, and I really like that guy, Russ Weaver. And I guess it was actually last week he was talking about prayer, and it's going to be continued this week. But he was talking about, he was speaking at a church, I don't know how many years ago, but well, it was a while ago because he's fairly older. And he said it was when he first started rodeo, and him and his wife, and somebody had given him a camper, and they're on their way somewhere to speak, and he was supposed to be there on Sunday morning, and his brother was with them, and they were going through Colorado up and down the hills, and they come out, and they had it in low, and they come off this one hill, and he put it up into drive because they had a horse trailer on the back of this camper. So you can imagine, I've seen plenty of campers off the side of the road when I'm going through the mountains with their hoods up, you know. And he goes, I put it in drive and nothing happened. It still stayed in low gear. Wherever they were headed, he could drive like 20 miles an hour or something. He goes, it's going to take us all night to get to this place, and I'm supposed to speak in the morning. So he sent his brother back in the camper to sleep because they were going to drive all night. That was what he was thinking. And he said, my wife, she comes up with this idea. She goes, we need to start having a time here where we're sharing what good things have happened to us. And she goes, you go first. And he goes, I wasn't feeling like going first at all. He says, I was pretty upset. But he said something like, I thank you for my wife. Now your turn. And he goes, and she just went on and on and on. And then she passed it back to him, and he had one other thing. He said something, and he passed it back to her. And she went on and on and on. Well, after that, they kind of got into it, and he said after a while they were going through, and it was just a great worship time with the Lord. And after that time, he said, all of a sudden, the thing kicked up in second, third, and drive. And they got to the place, they slept in the hotel, or I guess they slept in the camper, but they got a good night's sleep instead of having to drive all through the night. And he went on, but I mean, there was more to the story he told about the next day, and there was a mechanic there, and a mechanic said, I want to look at that transmission and check it out for you, because he says when transmissions get hot like that and won't shift, he says you probably at least need to change oil, if nothing else. He said the mechanic came back and was just flabbergasted. He goes, that oil in that thing, it looks like it's brand new transmission oil. So but I wasn't really wanting to go to the end of the story. What I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about the gratitude that they showed, and I want us to be in that.
Any of you guys ever been lost in the woods, in the house, hiding from your parents? Never? Boy, I have. I got lost one time. I was in a familiar country and it was in the dark, and I come up to this place and I recognized that place, and I turned left and went down the road a little ways and saw this rock pile and went by it and went by a curve. And I tell you what, it's kind of weird. Sometimes you just get lost. And then this week, went on vacation. And wife said, I want to go in this house of mirrors. And I went in there for about 5 minutes or 10. She was yelling, where are you at? And I said, I don't know. So we stumbled around in there, and we never made it out the exit. We went back the entrance, and because I wasn't gonna go in that thing.
I was scared.
Yeah, she's now scared worse than she scares me. Well, anyway, I did have this all picked out a while ago, and of course I lose it. Oh, here we go. This is Luke 15:4. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it in on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents over the 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. This just says if the Lord is always looking for his lost sheep and he wants to find them. So if you ever, if you're ever lost out in the world, just look to the Lord, pray, and he will bring you back to the righteous place.